Hello, thank you for holding.
Hello, thank you for holding.
My name is John. I'm the regional pricing director in your area. Am I speaking with Dave?
Yes.
Pleasure to meet you, sir. All right. So, chat just actually sent over information. Catch me up to speed on this call a little bit here. I got to say, congratulations on the established business, first off. 30 years in is incredible. So, you don't get to hear that very often these days. Yes, sir.
No, I've been doing it for, like I said, since I was 19, now I'm 55, so it's actually been...
Wow.
6 years, but like I said, I worked for other companies first, but then I got tired of making them money, and they went too far out of their area, and that's the only thing is I don't know if I'll be a perfect fit for this, because if I get too many calls, then I spend more time on the road looking at stuff, and I don't, like I said, at the moment, I don't have any employees, because I have to fire them when I find out they're on drugs, so.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, all businesses are having a hard time keeping good employees. So, and because
yeah,
I have a dangerous job, I got to be a little bit more picky. But like I said, I pretty much just stay in enterprise. But these other companies like Beaver and Parrish and A1 and all these others, they don't mind going like 50 to 100 miles out of their way because they have bigger crews. So. I know they spend a lot on billboards and advertising, whereas I haven't had to advertise in a few decades, you know.
Yeah.
So they have the revenue to do it. So like I said, I guess I'm curious to hear what the price is, but I don't, like I said, it might be where, you know, you'll be able to offer it to the next person and they'll, you know, let bigger. And because I know you're, you know, if I accept it, then you're not doing anybody else in the area.
Right.
You know, that way I'll
Correct.
Be first. But like I said, they're pretty much first, which I don't have a problem with that. But like I said, they spend so many thousands of dollars on billboards and advertisement. So like I said, it's I know they got the money to do it and the workers. So, but like I said, curious to see, you know, what it would be, but like I said, I don't know if I'll be able to, but.
Dave, it's actually a lot more affordable than you think. And for two, and I understand where you're coming from. It's like, well, first off, I got to make sure if I am going to do a lot of work, then I need to make sure I have the right people underneath me to fulfill those jobs. That shows me that you care about the workers, your employees, your business, and your customers. I respect that. Don't worry. And trust me, when I say this, I talk to business owners left and right every day here, okay? I have a business of my own as well, too, on the side, and I got to say that I follow that same type of pattern with that. You know, it's like, man, they're representing my business, me, my name.
Yeah.
So I need to make sure I have the right people that's going to be doing that, if that's the case. For this, though, I don't want you thinking, like, you're going to pay for Google and you're going to get bombarded left and right and all that stuff that... I'm not going to promise you to move in stars and not deliver. What I am going to promise you is this. You know, when we come to what we do, we're very flexible about your target market, your areas, and how to go ahead and attack that. Okay? It's not about how much money you're spending to get on the first page of Google. It's really not. It's about the traffic, the going in and out to finding your company, right? Two is your reviews, which you have a great reputation already. And three is who you're really working with, right, to make sure that they can actually make that happen. We're a premier partner with Google. That's the highest tier partnership that they trust to handle SEO. So I'm confident of what we can do for you. It's just a matter of how we do this to make sure it's strategically planned to help your business and not hurt it. Okay. The way I'm thinking here is you want to stay in enterprise then, right? You don't want to go further out, right?
Right.
Okay. We're on the same page. So our package for your services in your area will work out perfect because we won't go out of enterprise. We can narrow things down to specific counties, cities, zip codes. That's how flexible we are with this. And all the calls will come directly to you. You get to cherry pick as many calls and jobs as you like. And the best part to this is that we can narrow things down on specific actual keywords in your area. So let's say, I'm not saying out of experience here, but as an example here, let's say you're like, John, tree removal gives me the best profits. I just want to keep it at that. Perfectly fine. We'll just go ahead and really highlight on tree removal in the specific areas, so that way when you do get a call, you know it's a quality call that you want to spend your time with. And again, this is not a pay-per-lead, call, click, job, stuff like that, nothing of that nature. It's a flat rate month-to-month, okay? There's no contracts.
That's what Andy's list is, and they make a killing off of sending it to all the tree services.
Right.
And only one's going to get it, and only one might get it, but when they send it out to 10 of them, they've already made their money. And
right. It's like, how does that make sense to me? I don't know. To me, that doesn't make sense, but I don't want to badmouth another company. I do talk facts, you know, and I agree, yeah. They send it out to several other businesses, and everyone's racing to call that customer down. Regardless if they get the job or not, everyone gets charged. And even for the person that does get the job, they charge them a specific amount depending on how big the job is. And it's like, whoa, wait, what? It's pretty wild how that process works. With us, as you can tell, not the same. We make sure to give you everything we can to earn your business each and every month by bringing the right result that you're looking for. Okay. And how we do that is by working directly with you, and nobody else in your area. Okay. So that's a strict policy here. Let's do this, Dave. Let's go over the pricing. Okay. I'm sure you're going to love the pricing. You know why? Because Cha put in a 50% discount rate for you. So for the life of you being with us month to month, you'll always be grandfathered in at $199 a month. That is it. There's no setup fee, cancellation fees, hidden fees, anything of that nature. It's all on writing, on paper, and through a recording on voice verification to protect you. Okay? Let me stop there, though, Dave. So far, what you're hearing, you know, again, target marketing in those specific areas for the specific type of services that bring you the most profits, right? Direct calls directly to you, and us only backing you up in that area for $199 a month, is that something that would fit comfortably in your budget?
That's actually more than what it costs for my tree insurance for the whole year, because for my liability for tree, you know, for the tree company, which
sure.
Which didn't had any claims in the entire 36 years. So
okay, good. That's a good thing.
Yeah, because I don't know, like I said, these others have used them about 20 times, and I can't imagine what they pay as many things that they've destroyed. But like I said. I had to use it, I mean, so that's good. But
sure.
Yeah, that's actually, I mean, like it higher than not that it's not saying that it's not worth it, but like it is higher. I know I won't be able to persuade my wife to go for that because she already knows. She's like, well, that's more than you pay for your liability for the whole year. So
right.
So
Dave. $199 a month. You're looking less than a Starbucks venti coffee a day, right? And it's not just getting you on Google, right? It's targeting the right profitable jobs that you want to spend your time with, right? If you really think about it. And not only it's good for new customers, I like to look at it this way. It's actually making a smoother, easier process for the referrals too, for repeat customers. Think about it. If someone came up to me and was like, hey, John, give Dave a call. This guy's amazing. He really worked on my tree services. Please look him up. Where do you think the first place I'm going to go and search for you is? I'm going to go on Google and say, let's Google him, right? And at that point, regardless if they know your business, if I knew your business name or not, I'd be like, oh man, I forgot the name. Let me just type in tree services nearby. Boom. There you are. Nice and easy and smooth for that customer to call you, right? Because that's the deciding factor out of convenience alone. Where it says, oh man, I can't find them, but oh, look at this company, right? Now I know your other big point was, you know, you got other big companies are on the first page and everything like that. That's great and all. I don't know about you, but for me, when I see an ad, I breeze right through it. I don't even think twice. I breeze right through it. I go right to the local map section. And we know 90% of that revenue is being capitalized by the people on that first page in there. So even with big companies that are in there as well, too. Granted, they're there. Believe it. But at the same time, I like to help out the mom and pop shops. I like to say, oh, it's not just about, you know, how big the company is. If anything, if it's a big company, I feel like they don't give that best customer service. I don't know. That's just me, right? This is not coming from local stuff.
About what I've seen and also.
Right. So you agree, you know? And it's not
better.
Exactly. And I look for quality, you know, and how I do that is by talking to the people, talking to the business owners. If I was going to look for your service, which I have in the past, I talk to that person. I make sure I look at a website. I make sure there's a picture I can see. What's the previous work? Like, because, you know, that's a big project. I want to make sure I got the right person I'm speaking to. I'm not looking for just the best price. That's the wrong, if anything, that's the wrong customers you want to attract anyway. So that's what I'm saying is this will bring that type of value for your company. You know, you'll have a website included. Now, we develop websites in the first 7 to 14 days. That way, they have pictures they can look at. It gives more credibility for your company. Okay? Now, I'm not saying, oh, yeah, we're going to make you better than Beaver Tree Services. I'm not saying any of that. I think that's irrelevant. I think, if anything, we just need to make sure to highlight for yourself or your company in the areas that you want to get this right amount of calls, so that way it's that sweet spot, right, where you're not being bombarded. And you know that every time you get a call, it's a quality call you do want to spend time with. And that's what we can deliver.
Definitely makes sense. But like I said, there ain't no way I'm going to be able to sway that with her, especially since, like I said, it's one of those that, I'm almost wanting to downsize just because, I mean, so, like I said, not getting too many, well, like I said, I know I'm going to get more calls because, again, more people are going to go see it, like, because it's going to be highlighted. I'm almost looking.
Let me ask you this then.
To slow down.
Yeah, and slowing down is perfectly fine. We've helped businesses do that. I personally help businesses do that as well through Local Splash here. Where they're like, John, I'm overwhelmed with work. Let's really condense it to just this type of service. So I'm going to ask you the same thing. What brings you the most profits? I know you do tree services, but what is the number one job you're like, man, this will definitely make me pay off the bills and everything here? What would that be? Would it be like tree trimming, tree removal, tree stomp removal? Like, what would you say that is?
It's probably 50-50 removal and then trimming. They're both about 50-50, so...
Okay, so what if I told you we'll go ahead and have our team even go over that with you and say, hey, listen, we're going to hit these specific areas in enterprise that are most profitable in that area, and we keep it with just tree trimming as the keywords and tree removal. That way, you're not being overwhelmed with anything further. It's only for the ones that are going to bring you the most profits, and that way those people are able to find you. And not to mention, if your name is on Google, once you're up there for good. So no matter what, it's going to benefit your company in the best interest for you.
Well, like I know it shows up once in a while, just not first, you know. Like I said, when I've searched for myself a few times in different places, you know, it pops up. But just like I said, it's just, you know, random, you know, it's just not first, which is, again, I don't. You know, it's just fine. It's no different than a phone book years ago. Some people had yellow pages and some, you know, had a little bitty ad and some didn't have, you know, some had a whole page and, you know, just,
yeah.
Some days were over. Phone books, but yeah, now, like I said, everybody's a click away from searching, but yeah, Google is
right.
The first search that they do.
Well, when I look up your company in the area, you don't have a Google Business Profile. What pops up is other companies before you, and then they'll show like an old Angie's listing review here for your company. Then it has a Yelp listing, a different type of MapQuest in there as well too, and Yellow Pages I see, BuzzFile. So these are called different local directories. Now in your package, it's included up to 60 different directories that you can use if you choose to. But to be honest, after speaking with you, I don't think you want to put your name out further than what you have right now, unless you need to, which I don't think so. But if you do in the future, it's included for you. But I just want to let you know that right now, if it was me and I'm looking your company up, I'm going to be like, man, I don't know what happened to this guy. I can't give him a call. I can only look up on Yelp on here, right, technically, right? If not, I'm going to an Angie's listing that's no longer there. And if it's no longer there, then what are the customers going to, what are they going to think, right? So that's the type of confusion that we want to eliminate, to clean that up. So that way, when they look up tree services or tree removal or tree trimming or even just your business name, it just shows you. Contact you with your phone number, however you like to be contacted. It shows your area that you're at. That way they can give that right choice to give you a call from that point.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds good, but like I said, I'm considering doing this part time and trying to downsize just because of the headaches of all the decades of doing this. I've trained so many workers, and they're all flipping burgers to this day, and or jobless after years and years, and that just the headache of employees. And I know if I, like right now, I've been working all week by myself, and which is fine, like I said. But when I do have workers, they're just, you got to pick them up, drop them off. The headache of no vehicles and living in a hotel. I'm like, come on, people. Why can't, and how come nobody has a home and a vehicle? And so it's kind of like roofers and painters and, you know, this type of work brings out, you know, the lower class, and I don't drink, I don't smoke, and never have, and I just, like I said, I run a really respectable business, but like I said, I can't find, there's not any workers that will be on the same page, so I'm about, after decades and decades, and ever since COVID, I'm just, you know, tired of looking, so.
And rightfully so, man. I got to say, you know, my father and I, this was a long time ago, but we needed tree services, and that was the main reason why we decided to do it on our own, because we had some people that came by that just didn't seem trustworthy, I guess, best way, easiest, nicest way to say that, you know. And honestly, though, It sucks because I felt like I almost killed my father. Like, we had a string rope around a big tree trunk part, and it swung off when he cut it off, and it hit him off the ladder. I thought I killed my dad. Okay, true story. But anywho.
Yeah, that's fine. What I hear that a lot.
Yep. Now, here's the other part. Even if you do decide to downsize, we can help you with that. And if, either way, if you are looking for employees, think about it. If I'm looking for employment and I'm the right guy, I no drugs, no smoking, no nothing, no drinking, has a great background, all that stuff, how are they going to find you? If they're looking for employment right now, it's very difficult to find you, right? So having just that legitimate Google business profile alone makes it that much more of a difference. Having a website makes it that much more of a difference. We can even put in for your website to say, hey, looking for a future employment. Click here.
So this is $200 a month, and then that's like for a year.
No, it's month to month. Yeah, month to month. There's no contract.
I guess I can swing that and see, since it's not a yearly thing, might be able to.
Exactly. And I know. Once you're on Google, great. That just helped your business find, regardless if you wanted to downsize or if you wanted more employees, that will help you. I know this. So are you ready to give this a shot here, Dave?
Okay.
All right, let's do it. So, Dave, is that short for David, though?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And, Dave, how do you spell your last name, sir?
It's got 10 letters.
Okay.
B as in boy, R O U I L L A R D.
All right. And now I want to make sure you stay on the phone with me even after payment, because I want to make sure you see everything in writing through email and through text, okay? I just like to do that personally, so that way if you have questions or concerns, you can ask me while I'm on the phone with you, okay? What is the best email I could send the invoice to?
Does all the computer stuff. She's right here, so I'm gonna I'll hand it to her, and
you
can scribble down the emails, or you know, she has the different emails that we use. Because again, I do the work, physical work; she does the paperwork stuff. So.
Okay.
Give me one.
Sounds like a fun. All right. Second. Sure thing. Yeah.
Google listings are local only. But it's only monthly, it's not a yearly or something.
Okay. What do you want me to do?
Well, I'm going to do Dad's email. All right. Which email?
You need my email?
Hi. Yes. I just need an email so that way I could send an invoice. You guys have everything in writing.
Sure. It's J-E-N dot Brulard, B-R-O-U-I-L-L-A-R-D, at gmail.com.
Gmail.com. Perfect. Okay. And I'm assuming you're Jen, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Pleasure to meet you, Jen. I'm John.
Okay. I'll give you back to Dave.
All right. Thank you. All right, Dave. So the next part here, this is for Google, so I have to make sure it's on point, okay? I have your business name as Dave's Tree Service. Now, Google is going to send a postcard in the mail to you with a PIN number just to get you verified, okay? Please look out for it. It comes in 5 to 7 business days. This is the most important piece here, okay? So what is the address that they can send that postcard to?
Do you need a physical address?
It has to be a physical address, yeah. Now, we don't have to put that online, but it's just for Google to send a postcard to.
No, it's fine. It's the same as the business. So it's 929 County Road, 266-36330, Enterprise. Well, yeah, Enterprise.
Perfect. All right, so I'm going to repeat that back. I got 929 County Road, 266. Of course, Enterprise 36330.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. So now, like I said, we're going to develop a website for you. Now, it doesn't have to be a whole crazy shebang, but if you need it, we got you. It's included. Okay. We are closed weekends, so. Yeah, it's something simple. I think simplicity is better. It comes a long way. On Monday, do you have an hour window that they can call you to go over how you want that website to look?
It would be in the evenings. Evenings are better.
Evenings is better? Okay. Let me see what we have. Sure. Hold on. Let me see here.
Or anything. Yeah. Well, could you,
Okay. I got something here for you. So what about like 5 o'clock? Would that work for you?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I could do it earlier if you want, like four to five.
If five is doable, that works. I can get in a little early. Usually I work till dark, but
all right.
We might be getting rain, so that'd be good.
Oh, right. Hey, it helps for the trees, and that's better for business.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I mean, we're several weeks behind. I don't know where you're calling from, but we ain't had much rain in weeks, so we're due for it.
Yeah. Actually, I was just in Madison not too long ago. I just moved out to Pennsylvania recently, though, so, yeah. Definitely could use some crazy storms out there, though. I'll give you that.
Yeah. All right. Pennsylvania.
I am now. Here. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Now, the next part, I'm going to send an email to Jen's email right now as a Google invite. Okay. So all you guys need to do is just hit yes on your side, and they'll hit yes on their side to show you that they're committed to that meeting. Okay.
Okay.
And I'm going to put a reminder for them right now. Let me do that right here. And that will be, so it'll be at 3 o'clock their time. Yep.
And that'll be, or the email will be this evening or Monday, or?
Oh, that email, I just sent it now.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it should be there. It should be looking for it.
All right.
Okay.
And if you would like here, David, would you like me to put Jen as an authorized user on the account as well?
Yeah.
Just in case, because.
Yeah, when they're calling,
okay.
Yeah. Either one of us, She's the one that usually handles it, so she's giving me a weird look, like, why are you doing all that? So, but but she would have said 100% no, so she knows I'm a little more, you know, easy, so, but.
Well, hey, I appreciate your trust in us on this. Yes, sir. I know we're going to do well with you, okay? And, again, this is definitely going to benefit you in the way, as long as we communicate with you guys, then we can make this happen in the right way that you need it to, okay? On the website, I'm going to leave a note for them to put a spot to see if future employments or something of that nature. So that way, in case if you're looking to have some people that are looking for employment, they can reach out to you from there as well, okay?
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay. And then for your services that you want to be found for, I remember this is an important piece. Do you want me just to leave it as tree removal and tree trimming?
Yeah, I mean, stump grinding too, but that's, you know, optional. But,
okay.
But yeah, that's part of, I mean, I know I get separate calls just for that too, but mostly it's the removal and trimming. But yeah, I do the full service. Some people just hit a tree and go, and they don't have any equipment. I got all the equipment. I got, you know, bucket trucks, loaders, chippers. I'm the full package, full deal.
Nice. All right. Well, I'm sure that once you're speaking with these guys, with their customers, you'll be able to kind of, you know, figure out what they're going to really need and things like that from there. Because yeah, we won't talk to your customers, okay? So you're good. And then how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you do cash, check, PayPal, Venmo, or anything like that?
Yeah, anything except for credit cards. Yeah.
Anything but credit cards. Okay, so yeah. Put that in there. Okay, and then we're going to make sure I put in the notes in for your website here. Give me a second. Okay, and then as far as your service, oh, go ahead. Okay, for your service hours, how would you like to be found on Google as far as your hours of operation?
Well, because, I mean, 24 hours, 7 days a week, pretty much, I mean, for emergencies, but for normal, like, contact hours, if it's not an emergency, then I guess 8 to 6.
Monday through Friday?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I put in Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, and then we have 24/7 emergency only, okay? And
yeah. The
customers, do you want them to reach out to this phone number ending with the 5305?
Yeah, it's the landline. It's the one I've had that established to the business for the full 30 years.
Okay, nice. All right, perfect. So I'll leave it like that then. And we're staying in the area of enterprise only, correct?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. Okay, so next part is, now Google, they get really strict nowadays about their guidelines to getting businesses verified. We understand that because we're premier partners with them. So it's required to ask this, okay? I probably already know the answer, but your business is licensed and insured, right? Okay, so I have to ask. Right.
Very important, yeah.
Yes, sir. So what I'm going to do is this next email I'm going to send is not for you to do right away, but it will help speed up the process of what Google is going to be asking for, most likely, to get verified as well. Just in case, we don't want it to prolong and come back and forth. We just want to do it nice and smooth and easy for you. So I'm going to send an email of things that they would most likely ask for to go ahead and make that happen, okay? Now, next part. This part I'm not taking a no for an answer. This is going to be for your protection. I want to put everything on recording here for you, okay? So I'm going to put the pricing in there. I'm also going to let you know that, again, there's no cancellation fees. And if you do decide to part ways in the future, I'm going to tell you how to do that on this recording. But in the beginning, I'm going to ask a few questions just to verify you. So try to answer as clearly as possible. And if you have questions or concerns, Dave, stop me in my tracks and ask away. That's what I'm here for, okay?
All right.
All right, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash as an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Dave Street Service.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
David Brulard, owner, operator of the
Tree Awesome.
Service.
There you go. And of course, you're authorized user on this, the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
And of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business. Is that right?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Now, I'm going to hit pause for just a moment on that. Unfortunately, Dave, there is some crazy people out there, and we're aware of this. So I want to make sure after this recording part here, we're going to set up a security question and answer. That way, anytime we call in, you know it's us calling because we'll ask that security question, and we'll know it's you because you know the answer to it, okay? Just don't forget your own answer, all right?
All right.
All right, I'm going to continue here. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Local Splash is y'all?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay. Last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on August 25th in a non-refundable amount of $199. This will be recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 25th of every month in the same amount of $199. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Okay, yep.
All right, beautiful. As promised, I wanted to put everything in there to protect you, man, okay? So, Dave, next part is the security question. Now, I've had this happen before where customers forgot their own answer, so it becomes an issue. So try not to forget your own answer, okay? But you have 3 choices. You have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
First pet.
Okay. And what would that answer be?
I can either put squirrel or little bit, either one, whichever works. The word squirrel, or my wife was a rehabber, so.
Oh, okay.
So we had a lot of squirrels. So that's pretty much our
first. Okay.
Set.
How about that? I'll put the squirrel, and that way, you know, if your wife is to answer the phone and do things, then we can make sure that she'll know the answer to that as well. Okay.
Correct.
Okay, so I'm putting this in, so that will never change. Okay, so point scroll, boom. All right. Last but not least here, Dave, as far as on the card, is it your first and last name only, or is there a middle initial as well?
Let me see which one she's going to use. Let me see.
Okay.
Which card? What card is going to use? I didn't know there was a card I was going to use.
Yeah, I'm going to use a card.
How much money?
$200.
Two what?
$200. All right, she's looking.
All right, thanks, guys.
I thought she'd be ready, but she's... All right, let's see. If it's going to be her card or my card, probably her card. So, let me see which one she's using.
Dave, I'm also assuming that the card will be a billing address for that, for the 929 County Road one, right?
Yeah, the 929, yeah.
Okay.
Thanks. It'd be the same.
Okay.
She's looking.
Okay.
her name, Jennifer.
Oh.
Brula.
Okay.
Or both are, she says both are her name, but it looks like no either one, but.
Okay, I'll keep it as your name, because whatever his name is on the card is the one we're going to have to use on the account, as account holder. So I'd rather put it under your name, if that's all right with you.
My name on this one? All right, yeah, my name's on this one, too. So.
Okay.
All right. And it's a Visa.
Okay. And just for security purposes, I'm not going to repeat the numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
Okay. 406-0-4-9-1-0-0-2-4-4-1-5-2-5.
Perfect. And the expiration date on that?
08-2026.
Okay. And last but not least, the security code.
The 3-digit number?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
What is that? 029.
Okay, perfect. Now, before I process the payment, now you know I wasn't lying. I'm giving you the lowest package here as far as the pricing goes, okay? I want to make sure I refresh it like 4 different times to make sure it doesn't change, okay? So I hope you understand. All right, so I'm going to do it one more time. Okay, it's staying the same. Perfect. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for only $199, okay? Please stay on the phone with me. Do not hang up, all right? I want to make sure I keep to my promise where you're going to receive a text message and an email, both saying with your invoice. I'm going to walk you through so you can see everything in there, okay?
All right, so I should have the email pulled up.
Perfect. It'll say initial invoice. Let me know when you got it, okay?
Yeah.
Awesome. So in that spot where it says initial invoice, I want you to do me a favor and click on where it says click here to accept subscription terms, something like that.
Yeah, to accept subscription. Yeah, I think she's got that. Does she have to fill out a whole bunch of questions, or I'm part of that?
Yes, just a copy of my business
insurance document. Oh, well, that one we can fill out later. She's looking at the one that for filling out for later, to get verified. Let me see.
The initial one, which I had to go and I had to click and I did that. I did, yes.
So which one? I mean, she was looking at the first one that came through.
Well, that would have been the second one.
It should say initial invoice and then the top it'll throw.
It should say initial invoice. There it is, yeah. Yeah, it just came through. But she was looking at the original, the one you sent earlier. Services, Google, let's see, scroll to the bottom, and she hit check, I should get a sign.
Were you able to find that?
Yeah, you're supposed to sign the bottom.
Yes, on the bottom there's a checkbox you have to click before you sign your name in there. It catches everybody, so.
Just wanting a signature or to sign it?
No. Yeah, it's a click. Yeah, it's an electronical signature.
Let me hand the phone to her.
Okay.
Hey.
Hi.
So when I hit confirm signature, It's wanting me to sign into Local Splash with a username.
Oh.
It doesn't even give me an option of creating one here, so.
Correct. Yes, that means you did it right. Don't worry, Jen. On Monday, our team is going to reach out to you guys from an 877 number. I'll give that direct number to you guys, but they're going to call from there to develop that password and login with you, because that's his next best friend, to see all the traffic going in and out and website, everything. So we want to make sure you guys have full control of everything as well, too. All right.
Okay. All right. I'll get back to Dave.
All right. Thanks, Jen.
All right,
Dave. That's all we got. That's all we wrote here. So congratulations and welcome to the family. I told you I was going to say that, man. So, Dave, make sure to take this number down. This is a number that you can get a hold of anybody here. It's voice activated. And they're going to call from this number on Monday, okay?
I'm ready to write. I'm writing it down.
All right. Is it the same number that came in the call ID, or is it a different one?
No, it's a different designated number for you guys.
Okay. Go ahead. 877, right?
Yep, that one. 877-6. Yeah. You have that phone number?
No, go ahead and repeat it.
Okay, so it's 877-6.
635.
6235. Okay. And that's it. And then anytime you need to call customer service or billing, website, anything of that nature, just say that and it'll have a team ready for you Monday through Friday, okay?
All right.
Yes, sir.
All right,
sir. Well, that's pretty much everything there. Did you have any questions for me before I let you go?
No. I don't think I'm good.
All right. Beautiful. Hey, Dave, we're going to do really well for you. Please communicate with our guys so that way they know exactly what you want, so that way we're not bombarding you with phone calls. We want to make sure it's the right amount, the right customers, okay?
All right.
All right, Dave.
Monday, but I'll fill out the other things before Monday, right? The other
correct
question.
You got it.
Okay.
Mhm.
Okay.
All right, Dave. You enjoy your rest of your weekend, okay?
You too. Thanks again.
All right, sir. Thank you. You take care, and tell Jenna to bye too. All right.
All right.
All right.
Thank
take
you.
Care, guys. Bye.
Bye.